Welcome to We Are The Watchers.
This is episode 368, top of the day to you, Steph.
368 to you too, Leah.
This is the first time we've said the number, I think, in a month and a... almost half?
A while. And a 68.
Yeah, I know. Oh, it's out of control. Out of control. It's always alarming when I know that either a cat or a little person has been near the mixer as to what has happened. But it looks okay. Let's fingers crossed that this recording is fine.
The last time we had to change things for Skype, Zoom.
For Zoom, yeah. For Mick and the top five, which we were really loud. But I have not changed anything, so but it looks softer. Therefore, I think maybe a cat has, and it's probably Eddie the ginger cat. I've seen him.
I mean, he likes to take producer credits, so why would he not take engineering credits
exactly.
as well?
That's what he does. You know? That's what he does. Yeah. Oh gosh, a week of watching Golden Globes. I watched that whole awards the other day.
Well done, you.
3.5 hours long, and there was a red carpet thing for an hour, but I didn't watch that. I was like, I'm not doing it. I'm not.
Gone are the days where we used to just kind of watch the edited version at night. Remember? Because nobody was ever home. You couldn't – working from home was not a thing.
Yeah, totally.
So you were either at school, uni, or work, and you didn't get home till 5, 6 o'clock.
And you would have to turn the radio down if you didn't want to hear who the winners were. Yeah. Or – just turn the radio up to find out the winners because you knew you probably weren't going to stay up till the end.
Because all the good ones were right at the end of the night.
Yeah, they were all at the end. We're going to get into the news soon because this is part of what I want to talk about in the news. But this week our watching suggestions are not from streaming services.
No, they're not.
They're not on your television.
No,
well, unless
not.
You've got an app for it. And they're not at the cinema.
Definitely not.
You're probably wasting your time watching them on your phone.
You have these people in your pocket, in your bag.
That's it.
On your
whenever you want.
Watch.
Whenever they want. Whenever.
They're in high demand and we request / demand a lot of content from
daily
them.
Sometimes I find. Some of them are daily. We'll be getting into that. A quiz, not really a quiz, it's more of a what do you think I would like?
Fun.
Have we done this?
I don't know, but I'm up for it.
So you got to like think like me. I think you're going to get all of them.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at that. Also, I'm pretty good at manipulating you.
True. But I've already written my answers down, so you can't do that.
Watch me as I change her.
Now it's time to get into the
news.
For a visual representation of this audio, check out the Watchers podcast on Instagram.
Right, news.
Did you see my news went round in a circle?
It did.
A couple of donuts.
It did. It was
on their way past.
Incredible. I was very impressed. Award season.
Fun.
It started. The list I found was daunting. And then I looked at it, I was like, never heard of that. Nominations, why would I care about that? Just wait for the awards. So these are the awards that you might hear about when they happen.
Okay.
12th of January.
Yes.
Critics' Choice Awards.
Okay.
17th, this is the only nominations I'll talk about, Oscar nominations.
It's a biggie.
It's a big one.
It's the, what's that word? The
ultimate?
The ultimate. The
pinnacle.
Pinnacle of the, it's the last stop in the award season. It's the best one to win.
Season finale.
Season finale. The penultimate.
Penultimate's
the one
before. Grammy Awards on the 2nd of February. That's where we watch it and go, oh, America and Australian taste in music is quite different.
And they all thank Beyonce because they're a little bit scared.
So that's why you'll be watching it then.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, that's why you'll be watching it. I love it. BAFTA Film Awards on the 16th of February.
Good one.
That one is, I think that one's a good pick for what will happen at the Oscars.
You reckon?
With a hint of your English-Britishness about it.
Yeah.
SAG Awards, close as well,
23rd. Close. I feel like Golden Globes, SAG are the best
indication
of Oscars.
Okay. All right. Well, that will all happen on the 2nd of March.
Okay, so we've got a little bit.
which is good, right? Because when I was looking at the nominations for the films in the Golden Globes before watching it, there was, I don't,
nothing.
Oh, sorry, I've never heard of that.
Because I haven't looked up anything, because I clearly don't do any research ahead of time. Was Wicked nominated?
Yeah, Wicked was. Wicked. Okay. Yeah. There are a few that you know of.
I did have this feeling that Wicked was very well manufactured to lead them straight into award season. Yeah.
Yep, definitely. And it's an IP that everybody knows. It's an IP that is based off another IP that is an absolute classic. Mm-hmm. I'd say Wicked is a classic now, though. The musical.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's not a newbie.
No, it's not, but it's nowhere near as old as Wizard of Oz, is what I mean.
True. Yes.
So it's sitting there ready to be loved, unless they really did a terrible job of it, which they didn't. So
I know.
They're in. I have to pick different outfits.
Well done them.
That's what I think about, right? The outfits. We complain about any award ceremony being really long.
Yes.
We're sitting on our lounge in whatever we want to wear, so T-shirt, shorts, or jumper, tracksuit pants, depending on the season. We're probably scrolling on our phone. If you're there at the awards, mm-hmm. you're dressed to the nines, you're probably glued in, you can't eat anything because then your makeup you'll have to reapply your makeup.
You're going to be seen to be exactly scoffing your face.
Do you know when a camera's in your face? Always look interested. Yeah.
Okay, imagine me this. There are seat fillers, right? That's an actual job. How many of the big celebs in those highly structured torture chamber outfits duck off, get a hotel room just upstairs, and then be like, I'm having 45 minutes out of this place, go up, take my dress off, that seat filler can sit there, they can eat, I'm not eating, they can eat.
I don't have to be there till the end.
I don't have to be there till the end, now I come back.
Oh, yeah.
Even just everybody out the back having a ciggy. Because really? We all know they still smoke there.
Of course they do. I didn't know that that was a thing, but now that you're suggesting it, that is totally the thing
totally
that
they
do.
Because when you look at the background, see, that's my favourite thing of award shows. The red carpet's one thing, but I quite enjoy the Golden Globes because they're sitting at tables. So you can kind of get all these different angles of people, and I quite enjoy, Leonardo DiCaprio's face is there, but who's behind him? And a lot of the time you don't know them. And in our naive minds we go, oh, it's a producer.
There must be a producer. It must be from one of those films that I've never heard of.
They're one of the ones with the money. Mm. No, that's a seat filler dressed in a very lovely tux.
What do you think the crossover between seat filler and extras in films and TV shows are? High, right?
High. It is a true crossover and it meets exactly right.
It's where it should be. Yeah.
They go from one to the other.
Yeah.
I was on set today. Could get my suit on.
Don't talk to the stars. Oh, but Angelina Jolie knows who I am because I've been in 5 of her films. Mm.
She still doesn't know who you are.
Okay. Fair enough. One of the guests that I saw, at least on the red carpet, was somebody you might know by the name of, because this is her name, Heidi Klum.
I do know her. Mm. She's my friend.
She is your friend, and she's returning to the reboot of Project Runway.
16 designers. Yeah.
We're all look forward to that.
It definitely had a big downfall when she wasn't there. Like, it just dropped.
She was the host for 16 seasons. She was the host for
16 years.
Yeah.
Seasons.
Well, I don't know how.
Is Tim Parsons still there?
No, but I think he was there longer than her.
Yeah.
I think he was.
Well, he was the one with knowledge, right?
Yeah, he knew.
I mean, yeah, she's the model, but
yeah, he was
making.
Yeah, exactly. Clothes. So they're rebooting it. It's coming back. And will you watch it this year?
Do you know what? I could probably give it a dabble.
It's got Heidi back.
Yeah. I feel like the contestants are talented people.
Of course.
So it's not like watching.
Oh, influencers, Married at First Sight kind of thing.
Look, they could potentially be influencers, but they've still got to be able to design and sew.
Yeah.
Not many people can do that.
Yeah, it's a next level skill.
Look, I'll give it a dabble. I might only watch a couple of episodes.
Fine. Totally fine.
Because we all know that my reality shows are not competitions.
Will you watch The Simple Life reunion? I think I will. Or maybe once again, I'm interested for nostalgia purposes.
I was until I kept seeing interviews on social media of them and I felt like I got
You've already seen them. It.
I don't feel like I saw a lot of the show, but I saw that humor between Nicole and Paris.
Made that show.
Well, it's kind of all I really need to see.
Interesting. So too much publicity sometimes is too much.
Yeah, when you're oversaturated market.
Well, your algorithm is also showing it to you because I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it?
I've only seen the trailer like once.
Yeah, okay. I mean, even in interviews, Nicole Richie is hilarious.
Yeah.
She just takes everyone for a ride, but she manages to keep a straight face. And Paris sometimes doesn't. She just sits there kind of going,
That's mm-hmm. what you want.
Yeah.
That's the dynamic.
That's all you needed because the dynamic was there, right?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. One bit of dynamic that, okay, Meghan Markle is someone that people either love.
Are you allowed to just say her name?
I don't know. Can I? What I should know. I call her?
Well, they're not royals anymore, are they?
I think I can call her Meghan.
Is she a duchess? I don't know what she is. Meghan Markle.
Meghan Michael.
That's what I said. No, I said Markle. Markle.
Meghan Markle is back. I mean, they've been living over in the US for a while now.
Mm.
But she's back. She's got a new series on Netflix. I don't. Okay.
Is it a rebrand? Is it an old brand?
Think Gwyneth Paltrow.
Goop.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
But that's what she had before.
Oh, she had that before.
She had that kind of a. I didn't know anything. I knew her from Suits.
And I didn't even watch Suits.
I watched Suits.
I know you did. She and was okay good. In I'd suits. Be fine. I would have watched it, but I didn't.
From my knowledge of reading things, she had a lifestyle sort of website.
Okay.
And when they came public with their relationship, that got shut down.
Okay. All right.
Intentionally shut down, not like.
By the royals.
Yeah, like you've got to stop.
This is enough of that.
You are no longer allowed to have an opinion on anything.
Mm.
So.
Well, she's bringing it back, that opinion, potentially, on the 15th of January for an 8-episode series called With Love, Meghan. They pronounce Meghan, Meghan.
Meghan.
Meghan over there. She's going to be doing – so think of her as – this is why I'm thinking Goop, right?
Yeah.
Think of her as a cooking show person.
Yeah.
So she'll be making cakes like Mary Berry would, that kind of thing. She'll be doing a little bit of gardening. In the trailer I saw she was arranging flowers in a vase. So obviously I immediately thought Kath from Kath and Kim. Baby's breath. She's going to do
– Stuart.
Yes, yeah, some shopping. Dying. She'll have friends who – sort of famous people. The one I recognised was Mindy Kaling is going to be in it and she'll cook for them and they'll sit at the kitchen bench and they'll be like, oh, that looks tasty. And she'll be like, yeah, it is, that kind of thing. The synopsis, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
You'll see her share personal tips and tricks embracing playfulness over perfection and highlights how easy it can be to create beauty even in the unexpected.
I'm so skeptical about this.
It's 28 episode. Prince Harry's in it.
Well, he has to be.
Has to be.
He's the only draw card. That's how they get paid. And I just don't believe this is the right climate for her to release something like that.
Sure.
There's got to be some sort of insatiable hunger from the public to want to see and know more about them, right? And I feel like his book and the Netflix doco did that for people in a way that they went, I don't know that I'm totally interested in it.
Is this a safer way to get them out there? Oh, it's just about cooking and gardening and stuff. That's all it is. That's all we're showing you. That's all.
100%. But do we need it right now?
Probably not.
I mean, I think they need it.
I've got Mary Berry. I've got Better Hopes and Gardens.
You've got reruns of Jamie Oliver.
I've got Gardening Australia.
I just don't know that people are interested in them at the moment.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. Speaking of things that I'm not interested in anymore, it is the news because I want to get into some watching suggestions.
Got a watching suggestion? Email the
thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
Slightly different today. We're talking about vloggers, TikTokers,
YouTubers,
Instagram reelers, who are probably also TikToking at the same time.
Who press link on Facebook.
Yes, absolutely. Because whilst everybody does watch streaming services, everybody watches more stuff on their phones.
It's true.
So much. Scroll, scroll, huh, scroll, scroll. Yeah.
There's your insatiable hunger. Yeah,
exactly.
What's next? What's next? What's next? I just don't believe Meghan Markle can compete.
No, I don't
think
so.
With your Facebook reel.
No, absolutely not. Why don't we start 2025 with our watching suggestions off with something that, well, someone that you enjoy watching.
Okay. This is going to be my top one for the moment. And I've been following this person for a couple of months now. Very unusual for me, and I don't even know how it came up on my feed, but it's this woman, and her tag is East Coast DIY. Let me just make sure I double get East Coast Florida DIY.
East Coast Florida DIY.
Because she did get, I think, hacked, and so I had to make a new one.
Oh, bugger.
Anyway, she's just a normal person, and back in Hurricane Ian in Florida, whenever that was, a couple of years ago. Hey?
Steve Sanders?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. When Steve Sanders came roaring onto the coast of Florida.
In his Dodge or whatever that was.
He completely, not only flooded, but destroyed this woman's house.
What a bugger lugs.
He was just, oh, he was vindictive.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Gee whiz you.
Their house is right on the water. Don't ask me where. I don't.
In Florida?
Central Florida. I know she's mentioned that.
Central? All right.
I don't know.
Maybe she's on a lake or a swamp.
No, it looks like a big.
I don't know.
Anyway, she's.
We'll have to ask Daggy.
Yeah. I mean, I could research, but I'm not going to. I just watch. I don't research. So her house got destroyed. It was a fairly low house, single story house, pool, all of that, with a dock jutting out into the water for the boat. It got destroyed. The pool was just filled with crap, and so they started emptying the pool out, and people had said, you don't empty them out because things can happen, blah, blah, blah. They learnt their lesson.
What, it cracks or something?
Well, this is what happened. So the next storm came a week or so later, and because it had no weight of water in it, it actually just popped out of the ground. So the cement shape of the pool just popped out and was,
That has to be expensive.
Very
fix.
Expensive. So this reel that she's putting out now, the East Coast Florida DIY, is she hashtags it disaster to dream home. And so they have leveled their block and they have completely rebuilt their house from rubble to this house that they have just earned their CO.
Is it still single level?
No, it's about three stories high.
Oh, wow, so it's completely different house.
Completely different house. And they have gone to every measure to make it hurricane proof. So it would cost an absolute mint. But they've got, you know, hurricane proof windows, glass, walls, driveway, a new type that's permeable so the water will just go through it into the ground, sit on top so nothing will flood. If things do flood, they have built their bottom story as garage and gym only. So expensive. But I think this is the joy and the privilege of streaming things and putting it out there is that companies then say, hey.
Ah, sure.
So she says the name, but she says the names of companies and brands and things, but she says it in quite a genuine way that you don't probably quite realize that it's been gifted or.
What are you watching this on?
I watch it on Facebook. She's on Instagram only because I don't have TikTok.
I know. I was wondering if maybe it was also on YouTube because maybe the longer form is on YouTube.
Potentially, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
As I said, I don't research.
You don't
want to
watch it on there. You like just watching it.
I just like watching it. Yeah. But I will say I'm enjoying her progress so much that I go to Facebook and instead of just scrolling, I go search and I find her. And then
a little update.
And then I like scroll to which ones I'm up to.
Oh, so you're a bit behind.
Well, she posts a few a day.
Oh, geez, okay.
But it's fun. It's interesting. Mm, now, what good. I will say, it was very exciting when Hurricane, I don't know, Milton came through towards the end of 2024. She essentially got to test out her house because they weren't living in it yet. And then they could see which bits did not hold up to the hurricane.
Imagine being excited about, we can test it. Yeah. It's great there's a hurricane.
Far out. I know. Anyway, it's a really good one. I enjoy it.
Name again?
East Coast Florida DIY. Mm. She is getting at the stage where the house is almost done. They're going to move in. So if you are going to have a look, you're getting to – I don't know what she's going to do next once they do move in because the house is built. But there are a lot of videos, so just scroll back. Scroll back and enjoy the narrative.
She has to have an idea.
I think she flips houses as a job.
That's so
I'm assuming that's where it will lead to. But when you read the comments, it's really funny because everybody's like, I'm so glad you chose that colour for our house. that's what it's like. It's like that's she's really building fun. Our house.
That's really cool. Yeah.
What have you been watching?
I've been watching Caroline McQuinston on YouTube. She is on the Isle of Skye, or as her YouTube introduction says, I live in a little cottage by the sea on an island called Skye in Scotland. Like we know. Yeah. Isle of Skye. Anyway, she's a vlogger. I think she definitely does rent out some or like just a room or whatever of their cottage to B&B, like Airbnb, which is kind of fun. So every now and then you see her get that ready.
Yeah.
But she's a photographer, so she'll take photographs for people.
Her stuff is good.
It's good. She'll take photographs for companies of their products and that kind of thing. Her partner, he lives he obviously lives there as well, but he works for a candle company there. So sometimes we talk about the candles and she just does like vlogs, you know, this has been my week. She's got a
just a bit cozy.
Yeah. She's got a shepherd, a shepherd dog. What are they called? Shepherd dog. White and black
German
and white
shepherd?
Ones. No.
Border collie.
Border collie. Thank you. She's got one of those dogs and, you know, she said, this is the thing about having a dog. It doesn't matter whether you're sick, whether it's raining, whatever. Mm. You have to take your dog out for a walk every day. So you'll see her sometimes out in just the wildest weather and the dog's like, this is so great.
But I'd be like it's not. That lady who lives up in Svalbard and she's walking her dog in a blizzard. And dark because there's no sun. So she has 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
So her and her dog have to have on high-vis.
Grim.
High-vis jackets. And she's got to take a rifle with her because of the polar bears. Yes. That's not what Caroline has to do. It's a little less wild where she is. But I really enjoyed, I mean, I've been watching her for a little bit, maybe about 6 months. But I really enjoyed the month of December because she decided to tackle Vlogmas, where you do a vlog every day.
Yeah,
she said, I might miss a few days. And she did, but like it didn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
But there was one where it was mainly just her and Lee in their house and they just played board games all day.
Nice.
This is so fun.
Yeah.
And just, cozy, really cozy. What else?
That does sound really crazy.
You should watch her, Caroline McQuinston.
Okay. Send me the link.
I will.
Yeah. So I have been watching and I got onto these guys a few months ago, maybe 6+ months ago, and they are a young couple who have been together and been YouTube sensations since 2021. And since then, I think they've amassed something ridiculous, like 6.2 million subscribers, something ridiculous. And their name are Jasmine and James. And I haven't, obviously, as I said before, I haven't done a lot of research because I just enjoy watching their content. I don't have to have the backstory. But a very vague backstory is they are clearly trained dancers. She's German and he is, I think, Australian. I think they live in Australia now, maybe down in Canberra.
Okay.
But they do a lot of traveling around the world and they are those Instagrammers, TikTokers, Instagram, YouTube, like all the things who dance. And so they will do the greatest.
This
the
is
greatest,
right up your alley.
The
as
latest
well.
Dance trends throughout the year.
I like this.
And they do them in all these different costumes.
This
so
is really
even
cool.
though you've seen that dance, it comes up on your reel and you're like, I'll watch it again because she's wearing a green dress this time. And they're always really short. And because they're good dancers, it's interesting to watch them.
Yeah, because they're good at it.
Yeah, and they'll do things where they would do little spins on it. So where it'll be a traditional dance or a really social media, you know, hype dance, they'll then do it in a tutu with point shoes
and they'll put a
you know, pirouette in there. They're really fun. They look like genuinely lovely people, happy people. It's just a fun one because their stuff is short. When you scroll past and they've got so much content, it just comes up on your reel and you're like, oh, there they are.
I'll watch that for a little bit.
That was a good one.
Did they do, I remember there was a Dance Crave where everybody was doing a bit from Chicago. Did they do that? They probably did.
They probably did, but I don't know if they said. I found them when that German song, I'm gonna butcher it.
A German song.
But it's about a Barbara, but the song they go, a Barbara. I can't sing it, I'm not going to. Anyway, it was one of those ones where you're like, what is this song? And just normal people would try and do the dance in all these different places. But these two are really good at it.
They're actually capable.
She's German, so she was singing along with it perfectly that you'd watch. And I remember I'd be lying in bed, like learning the dance.
Could you do the dance now, do you reckon?
Oh, a little bit. And then they've done one recently to the, you know, the Korean song APT. Don't make me sing it.
If I heard it. Oh, yeah, okay.
They've got a dance to that. And I reckon I could do that.
You reckon you could do it?
I reckon I could do it.
All right. My next one is Fadan.
Oh, yeah.
She is on TikTok. She is, I think she lives somewhere around Pymble. Hornsby, that kind of area, because she talks about stuff.
Okay.
She goes to Chatswood sometimes to do her shopping. I've seen her in St. Ives Woolies.
You've seen her?
No. I've seen her video.
I was about to say, you are going to spot her.
I will. And I'm going to be like,
tragic she person. Was a,
but she starts off her videos. Okay. I'll give you background. She is in her mid 40s. She's a solicitor, a divorce attorney solicitor. She is a partner in a firm, so she's quite, she's busy, busy. But what she does in her hour lunch break is she'll make her salad and film it. So it's just her making a salad at her desk, filming it, and she'll just talk about, you know, without talking about things, but she'll just talk about her day. She'll talk about something or other. Oh, we're doing this later. I might go and make this for dinner tonight. And then sometimes you'll see her making dinner. At night, and often her 5-year-old daughter Kara will want to do it as well. So Kara likes to introduce the video. I'll see if I can find one where she says something. Hang on.
Welcome to Fit on Top.
Great job, Kara. What are we having?
It's really cute, and she'll want to chop veggies with her mum, and sometimes their cat comes and sits on the little stool that Kara sits on instead of her, and the dog walks around in the background. She's on holidays at the moment. She's written a list. She's gone to this is how of an era she is. Mm-hmm. She's gone to the newsagents and bought a big piece of colourful cardboard to write down her list of things to do that she wants to achieve during her during her summer holidays.
Oh, my goodness.
She's
making herself accountable.
Exactly. That's what she's doing.
I'll see her at Bunnings.
You probably will. You probably will. So that's for Dan on TikTok. Have you got one more?
I've got one more.
I've got one more as well.
This one's a very, very random one. And I'm not quite sure why I enjoy watching it, but I don't search for her like I do the East Coast DIY. I mean, that's a strange one as well. But I find this lady really endearing. So it's a bit of a background. She lives on a cruise ship half the year. And the reason why she lives on a cruise ship is because her husband is
Sanders.
Steve Sanders. And they're avoiding the hurricanes. No, staff chief engineer on a cruise
boat. Oh, that is
boat.
Difficult to say.
I'm not quite sure what that actually means, but from what I can...
What does that specifically entail?
Not sure, but it obviously is fairly high up if he can have his wife travel on board.
Yeah.
And
that's a good point.
You know, they're in crew cabins, so they're not stunningly big. They're not captains, but they're not, I guess, the servers in the restaurant sharing a tiny little cabin with some random. If he can have his wife there, she not only does this half a year, but she has a background. So she was a cruise director for a really long time. So she clearly gets cruises and understands what's happening. And because she's traveling with him, there's this really interesting, I guess, strange balance where she's half crew, half guest. And I think that's what got me, is when she was explaining things she's allowed to do in guest areas and things she's not allowed to do in guest areas. So she's not allowed to gamble. She's not allowed to drink alcohol, I think, in guest areas, but otherwise she can go to the gyms, the shows, the restaurants, the all of that sort of stuff. But then because she's kind of crew, she can do crew things and have the benefits that the crew do. It's a really strange
thing. And that does sound like the kind of person that you would be interested in watching a day in the life of.
Yeah.
Because you don't quite understand their life.
Exactly.
So show me a day of it.
That's exactly it. And then you keep watching because you think, I'm learning so much. I myself have never been on a cruise. I've been on a river cruise.
Come on, you went down the Yangtze River.
I went down the Yangtze River, but I feel like river cruise and cruise ships.
Oh, a little bit different.
Are very different.
So they wouldn't see a bloated dead cow from too soon.
Probably not.
The Yangtze River. Probably not. Okay, just checking.
Here is this monument. However, because clearly doing content on a cruise ship could get a little bit tiresome, she goes off the ship on port days.
Little day trips.
And does little day trips and shows you that she's essentially traveling around the world. And that's the good thing. She's the crew that can get off the boat and do tours and go in to the shops and things
so
like
really
that.
So really her job is her content.
It's her content, yes.
So she's making purpose. She's making a purpose for herself.
Yes.
Doing this and
because she's got the knowledge,
like.
Because she's worked on cruise ships, she does give you that little bit more information than just like, oh, well, I went to the restaurant today and I had some salad, but she often does go to the restaurant and
have
some
salad.
But
she might be like for Dan and we'll just chat about her day while she's having
She does just chat
salad.
About her day. And at the moment she's traveling with her parents, so her parents are on board. And you're seeing other things that she wouldn't normally go to because she's traveling
she wants
with,
to go with them.
Elderly people. Oh, talking
really cool.
about day in the life, I do follow one. I want to know if you do. But there's a girl, Victoria somebody or other, and she's a day in the life of a personal assistant in New York City.
Oh, I've seen some of her. Yeah.
And she starts every one with, this is a day in the life of a personal assistant in New York City. And she often just goes and buys cookies for her boss
or the boss
flowers.
Wants a pair of sneakers, white sneakers. I don't think she would like those sneakers.
Yes.
I wouldn't be able to do that because if somebody once or twice says, I don't really like that, I'm like, well, I have no idea
what
you want.
Well, go and do it yourself.
I have no idea what you want.
Do you know what's funny though?
Go get your own rug. Why do you want a rug? You've already got carpet. Far out.
If you read the comments, they're amazing because it's not just this lady who's doing it. There's a whole bunch of random people from around the world who are like, your boss is going to hate those boots. Don't buy them. Like they know the boss's style.
Very cute.
But nobody knows who the boss is.
Yeah, I have no idea. Yeah, sometimes I'll see like, oh, I am a personal chef to a famous person and they're just cooking 3 or 4 days worth of food for someone. You're like, looks interesting.
I do watch one. She's a personal She's a personal chef.
We probably watch
in
the
Hamptons.
One. Probably watch the same one.
Yeah.
My last recommendation is also on TikTok. Well, that's where I found him. He's probably elsewhere. He's a Japanese dancer.
Nice.
He is a dance teacher as well. Most of his videos, in fact, my favorite videos, where he stands front in the middle and his students are dancing around and behind him. And you've seen it.
Yeah.
He's got this really weird, interesting style of dance. It's often to like dance music. I don't even know what sort of dance music, like not deep doof doof, maybe a little bit trance, a little bit. I don't know. It's interesting. How would you describe his style?
It's clearly hip hop, but it's rooted in like there are some steps in there that I was like, oh, that's actually a little bit country, line dancing, or that actually looked a little bit like tap dancing. Like he's taken the footwork from other styles to create his own. But the way his body, every part moves
in the opposite direction
of each other, but fluidly.
And his head doesn't move.
His head floats, which is possibly the most mesmerizing thing.
Because
if you focus in on the head, the body moves around it, and he just has this incredible floating nature. It's pretty cool.
His name is Boxer. That's you'll find him. He's got a beard. He's got a shaved head. He dances. All of his students are next door behind him. It's really fun. Like I can't you watch it. You're like, oh, I need to watch it again. I'll just watch it one more time.
Yeah.
Okay, I've had enough.
Talking about this has just made me realize how random are the things that you digest.
And you never talk about.
You don't talk about them to anybody. But now you're saying it, I'm like, I follow this lady who's a tap dancer teacher and she's always teaching her students. And this woman is phenomenal, like the way her feet move. And then she just teaches classes and you see the classes behind her and it just reminds me.
Same sort of thing.
And the whole way through we've been like, oh, yeah, that's like Cecilia and Slova.
Yeah, exactly.
But we enjoy it. Yeah. And quite often, I will admit, I put something on the TV but then I'm actually
– You're watching Boxer
I'm
Dance.
I'm watching Boxer Dance and the tap lighting and the personal chef and the Hamptons.
Definitely. Are you ready for a quick quiz?
Yeah.
Now, this is not really a quiz. It's just I'll tell you some of the winning things from the Golden Globes earlier this week and you tell me if I can be bothered with it. So it's called Am I Bothered?
Am I Bothered?
Am I Bothered, though?
Yeah.
Flow. It's a movie. I'll give you the synopsis and you tell me, is Leah bothered?
Okay.
Cat is a solitary animal. Well, but as its home is devastated by a great flood, he finds refuge on a boat populated by various species and will have to team up with them despite their differences.
So it's about an actual cat. You're bothered.
I am bothered. I'm bothered.
There's going to be a sad moment I know, in there. But
I'll only watch it once.
Fast forward.
Okay. The Substance. This is the Demi Moore one. Do you know what it's about?
It's a horror.
Yeah.
So no, you're not bothered.
It's too scary.
Too scary.
I want to say go, Demi, good work, but I can't. It's too scary.
Go, Demi, good job. Yeah. Someone verbally tell me the storyline. I'll listen, but don't make it a visual. Not bothered.
The Last Showgirl. This is the one with Pamela Anderson where she is part of an acrobatic show in Vegas and there's some sort of problem on her 50th birthday where she gets fired and all of this happens and she has to transform her life. Pamela Anderson.
Yeah, I reckon you'll
watch it. I would be bothered. Do you, 'cause I want to go for Pamela.
Yeah, exactly.
Go for her. The Brutalist. Escaping post-war Europe, visionary architect arrives in America to rebuild his life, career, and his marriage. On his own in a strange new country, he settles in Pennsylvania.
Not bothered.
No. Also, that movie's 3.5 hours long.
Not doing it.
Jodie.
Do you know when he was like settled in America? I was like, she's not watching it.
Jodie Foster, The True Detective, Night Country.
Yeah, you'll watch it.
I've seen it.
Oh, stop it. I do remember you talking about it.
She won for it.
Did she? Yeah. I mean, Jodie is Jodie.
She's Jodie.
But she's really good. She's really, really good.
That was a good series too. Emilia Perez.
You're bothered.
Yeah. It follows four women in Mexico, each pursuing their own happiness. It's about a cartel leader, a woman. It's got a lot of people. They won lots of awards. I think I'm bothered.
Yeah.
It's like a musical or something.
I don't want the musical nature to turn people off.
But we were just talking about how Wicked is.
I would watch it. But there are some people who are a bit judgy and they're like, musical, I'm not watching that. I mean, Losers.
Just watch Fadan and you'll be fine. She doesn't dance. She doesn't sing.
Do you remember my crazy ex-girlfriend?
Yeah, that was fun.
That was good.
That was fun. That was good.
Clever.
That was very clever.
It was musical.
I can see how it would have taken a long time to make.
Holy moly, a long time to make.
Look, you did very well. You got all of those. That's how well you know me.
I know. You only had to say a couple of words. No. I let you go for a little bit longer.
I noticed with the one cat and you were like, yeah, she's
done.
Watching it.
She's watching this.
I loved all of that. I'm going to love next week as well. So, Stephanie, on that very – no, how do I do it? Stephanie, on that note. Yeah. No, on that note, Stephanie, thank you very much.
Don't know that I can beat that.
How is
– that's
– they're just a few words. I've got the sentence structure.
We're going to put all of those social media people on our social media.
Yeah. And then you can socialize with them.
Yeah. Done. Post.